irony involved in all that? No. So for the moment, that leaves us back with the keyboard input. And keyboard input, for the moment, means QWERTY. But QWERTY, as we know, was originally designed to slow down typists so the keys wouldn't jam. It's deliberately inefficient. However, all attempts to replace it with something more efficient, like the Dvorak keyboard, have failed. People know QWERTY already, and they don't have any pressing incentive to change. Dvorak et al. May be better, but QWERTY is, or has been till now, good enough. If it ain't bust, don't fix it, is a very sound principle, and remains so, despite the fact that I have slavishly ignored it all my life. I think, though, that we might finally have arrived at a point at which there is a strong incentive to reinvent the keyboard. Palm-top computers are where all the new action is. Apple and Microsoft and everybody are suddenly beginning to get revved up about personal digital assistants and stuff. And having been using this Scion Series 3A for a few hours now, so am I. It's terrific technology, and this is just the beginning. That crucial moment at which something stops being just an entertaining new toy and starts being something you can seriously use in the bath. We've all known for years that QWERTY isn't good. I think we've now got to that important point, where it isn't even good enough. I hope that systems designers have not been put off by the failure of the Dvorak keyboard. I hope they are carefully studying the way that people hold palm-top computers, where their fingers naturally fall and fit, and how the whole idea of how a keyboard works can be rethought. I would very much like it if my thumb joints were now not stiff and aching. I've proved it can be done, but, like Branwell Bronte, I'm not expecting to do the same trick again tomorrow. Independent on Sunday. We notice things that don't work. We don't notice things that do. We notice computers. We don't notice pennies. We notice e-book readers. We don't notice books. Little dongly things. Time to declare war, I think, on little dongly things. More of them turned up in the post this morning. I'd ordered a new optical disk drive from an American mail order company, and because I live in that strange and remote place called Foreign, and also because I travel like a pigeon, I was keen to know, when ordering it, if it had an international power supply. An international power supply is the device which means it doesn't matter what country you're in, or even if you know what country you're in. More of a problem than you might suspect. You just plug your Mac in, and it figures it out for itself. We call this principle plug and play. Or at least, Microsoft calls it that because it hasn't got it yet. In the Mac world, we've had it for so long we didn't even think of giving it a name. Nowadays, a lot of peripherals come with international power supplies as well.